the rest of the story. You're about to hear an adventure that never happened. Story from Greek mythology, which you learned in school. Since then, you have forgotten some or most of it, but let me refresh your memory, for out of this colorful fiction emerged a solitary fact, which is the rest of the story. Once upon a mythical time, the king of Athens was required to pay an annual tribute to the king of Crete. It was a grim ritual in which 7 young men and 7 young women, all Athenians, were sent to Crete to be sacrificed. They were selected for such on the basis of their uncommon virtue and beauty. For on the island of Crete, there was a great maze of winding tunnels and passageways called the Labyrinth. It had been built to confine a horrible beast, half man, half bull, known as the Minotaur. It was this monster, then, to which the 14 young Athenians were to be sacrificed each year. And yet, despite the profound sorrow among the people of Athens, as the dreaded date approached, only one sought to end the tribute forever. He was Theseus, the son of the Athenian king. He asked his father to be sent along with the others to be sacrificed so that he might gain entrance to the labyrinth and kill the Minotaur. Reluctantly, the king agreed. The sad day arrived. Theseus and his comrades were put aboard a ship bound for Crete, delivered into the hands of the keepers of the labyrinth. The Athenian prince was confident he would succeed. Yet his hope of returning to Athens alive would have been no more than a brave but hollow one had he not gained the sympathy of Ariadne, the daughter of the king of Crete. It was she, Ariadne, who secretly gave Theseus a sword to slay the labyrinthine beast. And something else. She gave him a ball of string. And so confusing were the tunnels of the labyrinth that once inside one was hopelessly lost, except if Theseus would tie one end of the twine to the gate at the entrance, then unroll the ball as he descended into the maze, he had then only to follow the string to find his way out again. Well, by now, perhaps you recall, according to the ancient Greek tale, Theseus did enter the labyrinth. He seduced the Minotaur. He ended this annual cycle of sacrifice. And all that's left of this imaginative myth is just that, a fable. Just a fable. Except for one thing, a ball of string. Because, you see, Princess Ariadne devised a way for Theseus to escape the baffling network of passageways. And because she did, we have a word for any such ball of twine, anything that leads to the solution of an otherwise insoluble mystery. For the adventure that never happened begat a word which you have always used, and yet perhaps you've never known the origin of that word. It's what we once called a ball of yarn or a ball of string. Ariadne's labyrinth-defying invention, the salvation of Theseus. For once upon a time that never was, the life of an Athenian prince almost literally did hang by a thread. But you see, they used to call a simple ball of twine a clue. C-L-U-E, clue. Now, of course, we call a clue a clue. But now you know the rest of the story.